Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby, it don't even matter. We can do whatever.
And welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Dane and Liza Day and Thomas Peck. Carter, God, I was about to say his last name all wrong. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm drunk.
Girl, listen. Let's talk about our drinking habit. So, yeah, I started drinking while I was working. So, yeah. It was just that bad today. It drove me to drinking. So, yeah. But I'm not doing anything heavy. My stomach still is upset with me from last weekend. So nothing too heavy. Yeah, I'm still hanging in with my angry orchids. So, yeah. Yeah. What you drinking tonight? What's your potion?
Oh, it's a, I forgot who makes it. I didn't even look at the bottle good. It's a Long Island iced tea mix. So it's basically all the liquor minus, you know, the soda part. And all you gotta do is ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's minus the sour mix part too. It doesn't have any of the sour mix in it either. So it's just liquor.
Oh wow. I know where this night is heading. I know where this night is possibly headed. So right now it's just me and you. Maybe Thomas will pop in here a little bit later. But let's put the disclaimer on out there because tonight is one of those type of nights. Like, we've had some shows where we really didn't put the disclaimer out there because it was like, oh, it's not that bad. But tonight, this is not for the crude and you. This is not for if you, I'm like, oh my God, I can't do that. It's not for you. It's not for you tonight. Maybe you can learn from some of the things that we're going to share, but, and that's only if you want to listen and have your eyes and ears open to receive, but If not, you are welcome to move along. Don't stop by. Have a good night, you know, type situation. So, yeah, this is not for that person in you tonight. Let's get Thomas on in here. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, goodness.
I had to put the disclaimer out there. Let these people know we ain't playing with them tonight.
Fuck that shit. Ain't nobody playing tonight. Fuck y'all. What y'all think?
See, oh, that's what I meant to tell you. Yeah, that's what I meant to tell
right
you.
Now.
I meant to tell you before. I don't know what's going on with him, but yeah.
Who the fuck is him?
Oh, shit.
You see what I'm saying?
We are not going to.
You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something about this one here.
Whatever he's about to tell you is a fabrication. It did not happen. It's a lie.
You know what? I'm going to wait until we get started on this show. You know what? We're going to wait until the end of the show.
Let's jump into the first topic. Okay? Because, Thomas, you missed the song. You might have heard it on the promo for the show tonight. It's called Porn Star by August Azalina. I love that little song. And there's a portion of it, of the song that says, "She rides me like a porn star." Now, I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for me. But I love to ride dick. I enjoy it. I got all his ass knee tips for a reason. So I kind of like it when he kind of grips them and I'm happy. It took me a while to kind of realize, oh, I like this hair. Because I can remember when the first time I tried to ride dick anyway, and the situation was awkward, kind of, sort of, because he was trying to get me to do it in a car. Like, okay, I'm really about to tell all my business, really. Like,
in the car?
I tried to have sex, like, high school. Well, I mean, it was high school. Act like you didn't have sex in high school in the car. Act like you did.
I didn't.
Let me tell you something, Amaj, because the differences in high school down there versus high school up here is that I think y'all get y'all licenses earlier than we do.
I had my learner's permit 14 and a half, 15. I had got my license at 16.
Yeah, so y'all get y'all licenses earlier than we do, so, you know. Cars. Well, Taylor, according to Taylor, she ain't start having sex till, like, you know.
Don't be cute. But don't be cute. It was 16. Don't be cute. Don't do that. It was 16.
Nevertheless,
we get our licenses a little bit later than y'all do. Mm-hmm. So y'all start driving earlier than we do. So, you know, sex in the car might be a little bit normal for y'all at, like, 16, 17.
Yeah, it was. It is. That's why I'm going to have to keep an eye on the kid. But it was kind of awkward because we were in the backseat of a car, and he was like, "I want you to ride." And I'm like, "We don't have no space. Like, I've always had this ass, and I've always had these hips." So it's like, okay, whatever. But when I got into a bedroom type situation, I was more comfortable with it, and over the years I have learned new tricks to the trade. You know, I can hit you with while I'm sitting, you know, like my feet are down, like I'm standing and I'm like a frog. I can do that. I can, you know, I can backwards. I can do all that. I can't do no turns or nothing because I'm not that person. But I found this cool little thing where there's tips on how the six little tips on, you know, different ways that women can ride men. So we're going to discuss those variations of women being on top. Because I've noticed that some men don't like it when women ride their dick. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with them. Maybe they ain't used to it. Maybe they used to lazy bitches. I don't know. But that's a quick way for me to come. I ain't going to lie. Because I have control as a whole situation, pretty much, for me. But the first one that's on the list, it says, man lies on his back. Woman leans forward towards man's face, resting on her hands. I've done that one. That's my lazy one, though. That's the one where I don't feel like sitting up. I'm guilty. What y'all think? Is that kind of lazy-like? Hello?
Well, I don't think it's lazy because, you know, you're still working. It ain't like, you know, if you're on top, you know, unless you're just like, just literally just bullshitting, just like, just a little rock, then, you know, then I'm pretty much going to tell you to get off. If you're doing what you're doing, that's not a lazy position.
Okay. Tyler, what you think?
No, I absolutely agree. I don't think that's lazy. I've seen some bitches that just lay there. That's lazy. But if you're doing something, then you got to be doing something.
Like, I found those really lazy. Like, why are you just laying there? Like, missionary, I'm like Miss Karen Hilton. Missionary is no good. We can do it from time to time, but, nigga, don't come over here all the time with that shit. I don't want that. You can miss me with it.
Missionary is like a... It's like a twice-a-month thing. No, like, you know how, like, people, you know, in certain jobs, they only get paid twice a month? That's kind of like what that is. Like, we just going to do that twice a month, and that's it.
On the 15th and the 30th.
Exactly my point. There you go. Boom.
He's a damn dummy. I can't with you. Crazy.
You know
butt.
What?
You
know what?
No?
Yeah.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, not the 15th and the 30th? All right, well, just the 15th then. Fuck it.
Well, that depends on your mood, you know. You may find yourself in a situation where you want missionary. Okay?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm not saying it's not something that doesn't happen, because sometimes it does happen, you know, but it can't be just that me just lay there missionary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you to do some other stuff, too. Like, me just laying there, twiddling my thumbs, thinking about, dang, what I'm going to eat tonight type shit. No, that's boring. Because if I can think about what I'm eating, you need to get up and get out quick, fast, and in a motherfucking hurry. So that's how I feel about that. But there's moments, like, there'll be times where I don't feel like riding dick. I'm going to say, like, especially if it's been a long day, I don't really feel like it, but I'll do it, and I'll make my booty clap for you if you want me to. But, you know, whatever. Sometimes I don't feel like it, though. Number two, it says, man lies on his back, woman faces away from man. Now, I like that one a lot. Because I like how...
Now, that shit right there.
I like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have a thing with mirrors. So...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, you know, in my bedroom, I have this huge mirror. I have mirrors everywhere in my house.
Ooh, you
anytime
nasty.
I stay in a hotel for what... Huh?
I said, ooh, you nasty.
No, let her tell the story.
And so, and like, even with my, like, if I leave, like, if I have to go out of town or whatever, the hotels that I choose, I always have these massive mirrors everywhere. So, yeah, I like mirrors. So I kind of like to look back and see what's going on, and I see myself in the mirror, or the mirror's facing me, and I can see myself in the mirror. It's crazy. I lose my mind. So that's my thing. I'm not looking at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Thomas, why did you want to hear my story? I'm not going to tell her story.
Cause you
because
you nasty.
No, because when Taylor always got something to say, and then vice versa, because what's funny is, right, last week I was trying to tell Taylor to do something, and you were telling Taylor, no, don't do it. So this week it was Taylor trying to interrupt your story and all this good stuff. So that's all. Just evening out the eyes. That's all.
Oh, okay. You know what? The issue is, the problem is, I don't know what's wrong with Thomas, but he's been coming for my neck all week long. Like, we're in a group together, and Thomas has been coming for my neck all week long.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Didn't I say we was going to wait until the end of the show? Wait until the end of the show so that way we can get all the topics out of the way.
Fine.
Jeez. I already told y'all last week I'm not even going to be in my right state of mind, so just expect the turn-up to happen in about 5 minutes. So just letting you know.
You in the bathroom?
No.
Who's in the bathroom?
Nobody. I thought you said you was in the bathroom, and I thought to say,
this
shit right
there. No, he said the turn-up is about to happen in 5 minutes. He didn't say nothing about the bathroom.
Oh, okay. My bad. Sorry. I apologize.
She got really excited about bathroom, about Thomas being in the bathroom.
Okay, so.
I don't know.
Okay, so next one. We're not gonna talk about bathrooms. Okay. Man is sitting with his legs wide open and woman embraces him, sitting on top and facing him. I do that. Like, if we're having sex on the couch, yeah, we might do that. We might do that one. Also, this man is sitting on him, facing away. That also happens on the couch too.
Yeah, I like that one. I think, yeah.
Once again, I like looking back at it.
Yeah, I like that one. That one's good. Yeah, I've come a lot in that position.
Yeah, I have really strong leg muscles. So that's another thing. Because, you wouldn't think, just because my, I have little thick thighs or whatever, but I have really strong leg muscles. And I could be in that position for a while.
Wait.
What?
Yeah, I'm listening. You nasty, but I'm listening.
Like... Oh. Yeah, that might be what got me in trouble the other day. Shit.
That's
anyway.
Definitely what got you in trouble the other day.
Girl, a lot of shit got me in trouble the other day.
That's exactly what got you in trouble. We going to say that for the end of the show? Okay.
We're going to move that to the end of the show. We're going to talk about it. Thomas, you can write it down on your list to bring it back up if you like. Okay. I put those two together. And let's see. You have man lies on his back. Woman is lying on him with her legs along his body. Now, let me tell you, the first time I did that shit, I made some strange things happen. It was fun. I wasn't prepared that once he put me in that kind of position. I was like, oh, shit, we ain't never done this like this before. And I was like, oh, now this feels kind of good. And I was sitting there, I was giggling. And he was like, what's wrong? I said, you ain't shit. Like, I talk junk during sex. So, yeah, I do that. So that's what happened. I was talking shit. And that's where.
You stopped talking shit, huh?
Huh?
I said, and then you stopped talking shit, huh?
I kept talking shit because I knew he was going to keep on going.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm hard-headed. I don't listen. What? And then the last one, it says, man is sitting with his legs wide open. Woman lies on her back, facing the man, resting on her elbows and legs around man's waist. Okay. I'm trying to visualize that one because I don't think I've done that one. I don't think so. I don't know. Is it in one of these pictures that I put up?
I can visualize it. It's kind of like he's laying on his back and she's laying on her back, but on top of him with her legs back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, maybe I was reading it. And just went. Plus, I was drinking while I was reading that, so it probably didn't mix real with me. But, yeah.
Drinking and reading never go together. I said drinking and reading never go together.
Listen, I was reading a book while I was working and drinking earlier today. Not that much. But, yeah. But I enjoy it, and I think that a lot of women don't want to do it because they feel like they're not built for it. Me personally, you know, I'm little. I'm five, you know, my little ass can do it. I thoroughly enjoy it. I don't mind it. I just need him to be a part of it as well. Wait a minute. Thomas, did we lose you? Did I want it? Wait a minute. Sorry, Thomas. I apologize. I didn't see you get dropped off.
Yeah, I
I think a lot of women don't want to do it just because it seems awkward. Like, I mean, a lot of women think that it's awkward or it feels awkward to them or they don't feel like they're doing it right. I know that my first time doing it was really, really awkward. Like, it took me a long time to figure it out. Most people don't know about me is that, when you look up clumsy in the dictionary, it's a picture of Taylor. So it took me a while to figure it out because I'm like, I don't understand. And I couldn't grasp it because I was scared to do it because I was clumsy. I'm like, what if I'm doing it and I break it? What if I do it and he's laughing at me? These are things in my mind.
You're worried about that?
Yeah. Or like, what if I do it wrong and it don't feel good and then he get mad? Like, these are things that I'm thinking, but this is teenage me. It's not like, you know, adult me, but this is like a teenager trying it. Just like, what? I don't understand. What? Wait, you want me to do what? Yeah. I think that carries on with a lot of women because I know, you know, women that are well into their 30s and 40s that's still just like, that's too much. My legs hurt. I get a cramp. I'm like, well,
drink more water, Heffa. Shut up.
Like, I mean, you know, just go for a walk or some shit. I don't know. Go to the gym. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Stretch. I don't know.
Man, that's not a stretch. Do you some good squats. Get your legs ready for it. Yeah. Like, my thing was, like, okay, like, with me and my little thighs or whatever, I was like, oh, okay. My issue was, am I going to sit down on it properly? Like, that's when I was first starting out into this whole thing. That was my thing. Like, am I going to sit down on it properly? And so what I did was I was like, oh, well, no. I can definitely guide myself if I am upright, like, up on my feet like a frog. And I can do that. So that's how I learned how to, you know, kind of get it that way. And then I was like, oh, well, I kind of like this position. So that's where that up and down, rocking, and watch my hips go type thing. Girl, turned out a couple of shoes in college, but, you know, hey, that's how it was.
You know what? I remember I was thinking about, who was it, Samora. She had a comedy special. She was talking about the best tool you could give a woman is a hula hoop.
Girl, listen.
I remember that.
My ass
off. True.
I was, what? You just don't know. I can still hula hoop today. That's not something that you give up. Like, that's like riding a bike. You're never going to stop knowing how to ride a bike. And it takes you some time to get back on it. But, honey, give me a hula hoop. Give me one. See what happens. Oh, sorry.
She was like, yeah, once you get that sound.
Yes.
But it's true. It's true, though.
It's very true.
It's true. Like, we, like, thinking back, it was like, oh, okay. And it's a,
yeah,
it's a, it's a little meme that's going around, too. It's like, from, it's about giving head. It says from birth, women are prepared for this. And then it's, it goes through the stages. Like, one is a pacifier, then it's a bottle, then it's like an ice cream cone, then it's a lollipop, then it's a dick. It's the same thing.
Another reason why I do not eat certain foods in public. I do not eat ice cream, ice cream cones, and popsicles and suckers in public. Because I get too excited from that shit. So, therefore, I don't do it.
Yeah. Like, it's showtime. Full-blown showtime.
Really, like, mm-hmm. I'd love to show you what this tongue can do. But I just don't do it. So,
I always, if I get ice cream, I always get a cup. I never get a cone. I always get a cup.
It's been so long since I've had an ice cream cone. Say what, Thomas?
I say, y'all just denying men the simple pleasures in life.
No, like, if I'm sitting in front of my man, I have no problem doing it.
No,
I can't be out in public at the cold show.
No, I don't care. I don't care. Don't care. I don't care. You know, it's like, it's the little simple things in life that make people happy. You know, watching a girl, you know, lick a lollipop or, you know, just have ice cream cones and shit like that. Yeah. That shit makes guys happy. Why? Because it's some shit which every guy can appreciate. Women don't think guys appreciate this shit, but we do. We appreciate it, even though it turns us on like a motherfucker. We still appreciate it. So quit denying guys the simple pleasures.
Okay. All right, Thomas. I feel like Taylor, I feel like we just got busted.
We did.
You're gonna start eating ice cream cones in public. You're gonna start driving down the street, going to McDonald's and getting an ice cream cone, and you're gonna lick that shit and you're gonna eat it in the car. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, like that's how I felt. Like I felt like I need to hang up now and just go get ice cream because I don't want any more trouble. Like that's how I feel. Like I just said I don't do it in public. I didn't say I don't do it at all.
Popsicles that come in like grape, orange, cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, like I can't sit and eat one of those outside or anything. Like my daughter loves them, and so when I'm in the house, if I get one, I kind of just go be by myself
you need a minute.
The thing is, like, you see how big they are. You can stick that whole thing in your mouth and be like, oh, I'm just enjoying it.
Yeah, then not only that, but then you get the looks. Like, if you out in public, like, people are looking at you like, really, bitch? Like, you out here deep throating the ice pot? Like, you don't, but, like, what is the issue? Really?
Right. Right.
So I can't do it.
It only got to be chicks. It only has to be chicks.
No, it's people in general, whether male, female, people.
And you definitely can't go to the ice cream truck and get one because now it's the little folk outside at the ice cream truck, so you can't go to the ice cream truck. So you only get
to go right back in the house.
You can only get it and then just go in the house. Like, you can't sit outside and eat it because all the little kids is running for the ice cream truck and they can't see you out there, you know, having a full-fledged, you know, relationship with the ice pop outside because then, you know, they going to ask questions.
Like,
what question
are
they
going to
ask you?
It's even though my neighbor downstairs, she's a grandmother, she has a grandson, and little JJ always is like, hey, Miss J, how are you doing today? Or can you give me 50 cents for the ice cream truck? Like, the kid is a good kid, so I have no problem giving him, like, little 50 cents for the ice cream truck. So I don't need him looking at me while I'm standing outside on my balcony eating my ice cream pop, wondering, why does Miss J eat her ice cream like that? I don't need kids doing it.
Exactly.
Or why,
you know, you just put the whole thing in your mouth. Like, how did you manage to do that? You can't have, you know what I'm saying? Like, you
why
can't,
does she have
that's
a
too
throat?
Much. Like, yeah,
why
like, you can't,
to hit the
too much. Yeah. Like, all she did was put it in her mouth, and now the whole thing going. Like, how do you, you know, kids is curious. Like, they just going to ask you. They not just going to say something. They just going to come and ask you. You don't need those type of problems in your life. So I buy mine at the supermarket in the box, and I go eat mine in my bedroom when everybody is asleep.
I'm in my own home. Yeah. I don't bother nobody, and they're not bothering
mm-hmm.
me.
And
okay,
I don't have to
so
ask no questions.
Okay, so I posted the question on my Facebook page, and I said, you know, how do you feel, ladies, how do you feel about riding a D? One of my female friends says, not a fan, but I was told I do it well by my boo. So listen, if your man likes it, do that shit. Don't act like you don't like it. Enjoy it. Because I bet you if the right friction comes across your clit, bitch, you'll come. I bet you would.
Oh, that's going to happen.
When it comes down to it for me, I don't complain. Like, unless it's something that is taking away from my air supply. Y'all know how I feel about my air supply? It must not be cut off at any point. You can do whatever else you would like to me, but don't you ever try to cut off my air supply. Because no air supply means death in my book. Okay? So,
saying we can't choke you? So you saying you don't like being choked?
If you're going to choke, you need to choke from the back and don't push in on my airway. Mm-mm. So put your hand out around my throat. Don't you do it. Because I need to breathe. Breathing equals life. No breathing equals death. Got it? Good. Okay. But, you know, and you can even be in a position, you know, if I'm sitting on the dick, whatever, and you want to put your hands up and you want to put them around my shoulder, awesome. That is good or you want to press me down a lot harder, do whatever you got to fucking do, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to come in this particular position. I am. I always do. It never fails. So, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm with you on that. I definitely agree. As long as it's not taken away from anything, then just suck it up and do it and shut up. Because, I mean, it could be a lot worse. Like, women have to think. It could be a lot worse. Like, you could be at home by yourself trying to find out where he at, and he's with the thought ambassador somewhere doing all the shit that you complain about. That's all I'm saying.
You just had to bring up the thought ambassador, huh? You just had to bring the bitch up. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that today. We're not going to be and talk about that. We're having a good time on this here show. Now, that also kind of transitions us into our favorite position. Now, you will probably think that riding dick is my favorite position. It's not. I like it. I like it a lot. But it's not my favorite. But I'm not going to tell y'all my favorite until y'all tell me yours.
What kind of shit is that? I'm not telling you until you tell me yours. Well, Thomas, you're going to have to go because I'm not saying nothing.
My favorite position is whatever position make her come. That's what it is.
Ah, shit. This nigga right here.
See, that's what I'm saying. You see?
Well, that's
hey, listen,
my favorite.
Listen, my motherfucking fault. Listen, y'all sitting up there, you asking me a question, I answer. Just because you don't like the motherfucking answer don't mean shit. You fucking with me.
Wait a minute.
with us. He is hostile with us.
I'm not hostile with Amaj. I'm hostile with Tyler.
Time out for a second. Time out.
Get him.
I mean, is there something you want to tell us? Like, is something wrong? Has something happened this week that you need to take all
your
frustration
out on us? I told y'all the turn-up was getting ready to happen in like 5 minutes. Y'all didn't listen to me when I said the turn-up was getting ready to happen in like 5 minutes. So
what is
sometimes
this so-called turn-up that you are talking about?
The turn-up is when I get ready to say whatever the fuck comes to mind, and that's just what it is. And so sometimes it may seem like I'm coming across kind of extra, but I'm not. I'm just expressing myself, you know, more vividly and more fluidly and more, you know, direct. You know, most times I'm like, it's cool, it's whatever.
And more loudly.
I'm not loud, trust me.
I'm like, what you been drinking today?
I just started drinking Parmesan.
Okay.
I always wanted
to make sure. I'm going to check back in and make sure because I don't know if I'm going
to
turn up.
At the end of the show, we're going to get to what Taylor was talking about so that way I can further express a few things.
Sounds like I'm still frustration.
I just want to let you know that none of this is my fault. That's all. I'm putting that disclaimer out there. People, don't let Thomas fool you. All of this is not Taylor's fault. That's all I'm going to say about that. Oh, now we get silent? Really? That's what we're going
to
do?
Okay. Oh, I'm talking to the people on the Facebook who are commenting on my post. So my favorite position is a no-brainer because we've already kind of touched on portions of it. Like, I like to look back at things. My favorite position. I love doggy style. I love my, you can pull my hair in this. You can smash me on my ass. You can do all kinds of strange things if you like. But I thoroughly enjoy that position. Whether I am standing up on my knees, it doesn't matter. I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it, actually. Sometimes, if it's one of those days, I kind of prefer that. If it's the whole I don't know. I lost my thought process, but we do have a caller on the line, so I just want to make sure she wants to get in here. I don't know, because I think it's mixed to you, because I love her. Hello, area code 504.
You already know what that nasty ass Miss Creole is. Hello.
I heard 504. I knew where it was.
This is Miss Creole. Yes.
What's going on, y'all? I'm gonna tell you something. I had this stuff on my phone. I said, it said 8:00, but then I'm looking at the thing on your. I said, wait a minute. That thing said 10:30. It's a 3-hour damn difference. Or is it a 2-hour difference? Where are you? Because I'm in California.
We're on the East Coast, so North Carolina, so it's a 3-hour difference. So
Girl, because I don't like to be late for your show, girl. I don't like to be late now. I like to get it all in. Shit.
I know, that's right. But, honey, we
What's
are talking about
on,
the art of riding dick tonight and our favorite positions right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my. I like that good old huckabuck, but, you know, a good old huckabuck every now and then is good for you. But if I got to be in control, I prefer to ride from the back and grab the ankle.
The best in the whole, or you put your hands all the way on the floor or grab your own ankle?
No, I grab his so his ass don't move.
Oh, damn it.
damn it.
Yeah.
That's all I got to
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move. Don't fucking move. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And if
see,
yeah, and if
that's
I'm
how you fuss
control,
at people, Thomas.
Yeah, and if I'm gonna be in control anyway, his hands can't touch me.
That would be fun. That's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun.
His hands can't touch. If he touch me, I pop him. Fucking touch me.
Oh my!
I like Miss Creole.
I thought
Miss Creole.
Didn't I tell you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
I was like, what the?
To
yeah. I'm like, oh, you don't want to fucking listen? Okay, not a problem. Not a problem.
Like
no companions in his mouth. No companions in his mouth.
Just,
fuck it.
And Miss Creole just came and told everybody, listen, when I'm doing what I'm doing, let me do what I'm doing. And if you got a problem with that, I'm going to pop your motherfucking ass like your little baby. Shut up.
Exactly.
Sit down. Let me do what I'm doing.
Exactly. Because you're going to have your turn. You're going to have your turn. Can I get mine?
Right
That's
now.
All I'm saying.
And right now, this is mine. So let me have it. I got you. Get it.
I like Miss Creole. Miss Creole, you are already on my list. You cool. You cool with me.
I get a birthday gift? I get a birthday gift?
Yeah, sure. What's your birthday?
It ain't till December 23rd, but shit, I want to let you know it's early, so you can save up for it now.
Oh, well, then maybe you got to get me a gift because mine's January 18th.
Look, this shit, only thing, you a Capricorn?
Yes, I am.
Oh, poor baby, so am I. But that's all we got to say about each other.
Exactly. See, I'm glad somebody understands that these Capricorn waves are not for the weak at heart.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Yes. So, and you know, and I'm gonna tell you something, y'all. I'm so happy that I called y'all because I don't know if I put it on somebody's wall. My track off my CD called I'm about to close it. Probably the one that's called Hungry.
Is it on?
And
is it on SoundCloud?
It's on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Now I have to check that out.
I don't know if I posted on that page, but the first line says is, eating my pussy is the only way he can confess that he loves me.
Oh, my.
Close your mouth.
Oh, my.
I'm not messing with you today. I'm not doing it. Did you catch
it?
It got after dark last night.
Huh?
Did you catch my Instagram after dark last night?
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I need to get more on my Instagram than I do, but let me check it. I did not. I swear, I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. I swear I'm going to do better.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness. Her little Insta after dark? I started scrolling. I said, well, okay, Imaj. Okay, well, all right. Well, oh, okay. It's time for me to put my phone down because it got real. It got real. Instagram
really?
Last night got real.
That's the second night I did it because normally I don't do it, but it was Wednesday night and Thursday night. I decided, hey, it's Instagram after dark. Anything kind of goes, and yeah, I was putting people in their place last night, like
with the hashtag. Is it Friday yet? Hashtag
yeah.
Is it Friday yet? Hashtag naughty girl. I said, you know what? Yes, yes.
Hashtag sexual content.
Yes.
I'm
gonna do better. I'm gonna be on my Instagram more now because I know she be getting real naughty real quick.
Yeah, it was out
the
blue.
It's only after
because
midnight. It's only after midnight that I will do that because, you know, hopefully the kitties are already to the bed or whatnot. I said all the crews are already in the bed because they got to be in there early, honey. So. Yeah, I let them. After that time, we're good.
It was something else. And she put up this cute little disclaimer. She just put up Instagram after dark, a little cute little textogram thing. So I said, okay, well, it ain't going to get that bad. I scrolled through three pictures. I was like, I'm not doing this with you tonight. I'm going to bed. I can't be doing this. And I found myself peeking a little more. I said, no, not going to do it. Yeah, it was something else. She was something
oh
else.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do with her. I don't
know.
But you know, type of friends we got to keep in our lives.
It is time for, you know, I was feeling some type of way about something. You know, I was just feeling some type of way, and I needed my spirits to be lifted, and that's what happened. That's what came about.
Didn't you get your spirit lifted the other day?
Girl,
oh, I'm sorry. We're going to say that for the end of the show?
Hot damn.
Yeah, we're going to say that for the end of the show.
We're going to say that for the last. We're going to talk about the last 30 minutes of the show is going to be all of the things that we need to get off our chest. How about that? Okay. So I was explaining my favorite position. Ms. Creole, what's your favorite position other than this backwards and holding his ankle kind of?
Give him some good old head. Does that count? That don't count? No?
Yeah, it counts.
And I think the floodgates of the world have
Thomas
opened
concurs.
Up and said,
Yes.
Thomas concurs.
Yes. I don't need no
Thomas
bib and no
and
knee pad. I don't need bib
I don't
or
know
knee
that.
Pad.
Right.
I got you.
Just make
I
it nasty and make it slappy. And just,
exactly. You know, I tell them, I say, I keep lip gloss on for a reason.
There you go.
It's just something about my gloss and spit mixed together. That's just sexy as hell. It might just be me.
You know what you got, man. I absolutely agree.
Sometimes you have to be like,
ask
you know what?
About the other night.
You know, if I want you to look at me while you eat my pussy, it's no more than right that I look at you when I fuck the bitch. It's no more than right. It's a partnership. It's teamwork.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Damn win it.
All right now.
I'm here for you.
Something that will make the dream work. It will make everything happen. And it is life on some real shit.
You threw that shit through your mind, hit the dough.
You
be like, whoa, really? Damn.
There we go, hit the dough. There we go. Flashbacks. Anyway, yeah. And that's another reason why I kind of like it, because we've talked about this before. Y'all know I got an ego. It's big.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
that is the ultimate ego booster. It is.
Yes.
It is. It is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the poor little thing starts stuttering and trying to tell you to stop. And it's
Don't do that.
Somebody says stop.
Well, see, it's because they're trying their best not to get that ultimate feeling. And they're telling you to stop, so they're like, because it's feeling too good. And you know how y'all do. Sometimes it gets to feeling too good. Y'all can't control it. Y'all really want to stop.
No, this phrase gets me to laugh every single time. I'm trying to hold it. What?
They hold it for what?
What?
For your income tax? You ain't got to put on that damn income tax. You got to hold your income tax.
Oh, damn.
Said,
wait a minute.
It ain't your dependent. Just give it up. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something, you know, on the for real. I would prefer to do it in the middle of the
floor where they can't grab on nothing. In the middle of the floor, away from the bed, chairs, everything, right in the middle of the goddamn floor.
Nigga, where you going? Where you going? Can't go nowhere.
You ain't got no lifelines.
None. Nigga, you better grab on these threads. That's what you better hold on to. You better hold on to these damn dreads, because if not, your ass gonna fall. You know, they be getting all on their toes.
I don't know. You know what I'm partial to? It's a harness that goes underneath your mattress. It's like love cuffs. But it's like two with the head and two with the foot. I like that. Like,
you know
I, like I want you, I don't want you to, like, fall, because, like I told, like I said before, if you look up clumsy in dictionaries, picture Taylor, so we all can't be falling and breaking our, like, bones and whatnot, but I'd rather
do that.
I don't know. I'm partial to that. Like, I like that one. That's fun. Because, I mean, you literally can't go anywhere, and you can't stop me from doing what I'm doing. What are you going to do?
So, Taylor.
Where are you going?
So, Taylor,
I just want you to know right now that thank you, because I don't have one. Could you please make sure that that's in my basket, in my stocking? It could be a birth month gift. Birth month gift. I'm just saying.
So, Taylor.
Yes, Thomas.
So, what you're saying is, right, you got this thing that's underneath your bed. It's underneath the bed. It's currently underneath your bed right now.
It goes underneath the mattress.
No.
It's not there now.
Okay. All right. Did you put it to use last week?
No, I didn't have to. Damn, smart ass.
Y'all so lucky.
I'm trying to tell all our business. He be trying.
That's what I'm saying. I told you, he been coming for my neck all week. I don't know why.
No, I'm not coming for your neck. I'm simply inquiring about different things. Hey, look, maybe there's some shit which you might be telling me about that I don't fucking know about. Hey, that's it. That's all. Maybe I wanted to find out.
No, they, I got it. I got mine from Spencer's and the mall.
Well, okay, ladies. First of all, this is what I want to know. Who the hell is Thomas? Because we have a full conversation. I don't even know who he is.
Thomas is one of
the co-hosts that is on the show.
He was sitting quiet when we had ladies' night a few
years
back.
That's what it was.
So,
yeah.
But he's been here for a while.
On Facebook. I'm on Facebook looking for him. Thomas what?
Thomas Anthony Carter.
Okay. Shit, you know, I might find me a new talking nasty to me day buddy. You know, just because it's Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I need to know. Hey, shit, a fellow Capricorn, you don't understand.
They don't. They really don't understand. They don't.
Mm-hmm. I just sent you a friend request.
All right.
And now we good now. Not gonna finish talking dirty. Now that I know, you know, I'm friends with everybody now.
She got to know who she's talking dirty to. Like, I got to make sure that I say this to the right person.
Yeah. It's understood. No, Capricorns have this thing, you know. Capricorns have this connection that when they meet other Capricorns, there's certain things that happen that most people won't even grasp the concept of.
Yeah. It's sad, but yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already bipolar. We already bipolar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
I think some of Thomas' bipolar showed up earlier in the show. I had to take a time out for a second. He went off on us about some ice cream.
I simply told the ladies, listen, do not take away from simple pleasures that guys like to enjoy.
True. I agree.
Don't take away from simple pleasures. They were talking about eating ice cream and eating ice pops and things of that such. All right, hey, look, sometimes, yeah, you see what I'm saying? Now, me as a guy, all I'm saying is let me enjoy that moment. You wear the tight revealing clothes and the pants and the leggings and the shirts and everything else. Those are simple pleasures. Don't sit up there and take away the simple pleasures that make our mind wander, that make us even more attracted to you at that point in time.
Exactly. I agree. Violated, I agree.
You know, so that's what they said. I fussed at them because I told them don't take it away. Now, granted, the way I might have said it to them might have come off as very strong, but when you feel very passionate about something, then that becomes something that it seems like, oh, you're getting fussed at. No, you're not getting fussed at.
But Thomas, you have to remember that everything that we say is passionate.
That's what I'm saying.
Golly. Yeah,
oh my goodness. Yeah. All of this started from when we said that, me and Amaj said that we don't do ice cream cones and ice pops outside because, you know, it's too much, okay? We don't know how to behave with the ice cream and the ice pops.
No,
and I said that we can't. And we can't be outside doing all of that because, you know, I said especially, you know, we can't go to the ice cream truck to get it because, you know, you got the little folk outside and they can't see you, you know, having a full-blown relationship with your ice cream cone because they looking at you like, what the hell is wrong with you? And they, you know, kids is going to be kids. They're going to ask and you can't just tell them the answer.
Why not?
Because that's not your kid. You can't. No, Miss. You can't just be like, well, if
no,
the little kid say, if the little,
why you eating the pop?
I'm saying, like, you can't tell the little 12-year-old why you deep throating the ice pop because that's not your kid. Like, you can't tell him that.
But still, if that's regardless, if that's my kid or not. Who the fuck told you to come up to me and ask me some goddamn question about me eating my motherfucking ice cream?
You know what? I can't stand you. You make me sad.
Okay.
Somebody gladly understand. Because it wasn't none of their motherfucking business in the first place. Shit.
Exactly. So guess what? Now that you came at me,
hey,
guess
you
what? Too. I'm licking on this ice cream because when you saw when your daddy left last night, he was coming to me.
When your daddy left last night.
Flirt.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness. Then you got to lick it when the ice cream melts down your arm. You got to lick your arm up. You got to lick. You don't wipe that off. You know what I'm saying? That's nutrients. Mm-mm. You got to lick that up.
Nope. You got to get it all. You got to get it all.
God.
Every last bit.
Something wrong with y'all. I was sitting here minding my business watching the Saints game, but no, I decided to call in for y'all crazy ass.
He said when your daddy left last night. Well,
I'm like that one. I don't have a filter, so you can't come up to me and ask me stuff, you know. Because I'm gonna be honest, I have three grandsons in here. They're 5, 4, and 2. So I have my headphones on. I listen to some music. So the oldest says, "Banana, what you listen to?" I say, "Oh, I'm just listening to something." He said, "Well, let me listen." I said, "Well, baby. Now, let me tell you this. Don't go tell your dad and go tell your mama. However, I'm listening to this guy telling me how he going to eat my pussy." He said, "Banana, what is pussy? Go ask your dad."
Oh, my goodness. See, and you know,
now,
and you know, sure enough, he went over there, "Hey, daddy, what's pussy?" Like,
he said, "That's what Banana said." That's what
yeah, that
like,
you know.
My son is in the Marine Corps. It was so funny. He came in the room. He said, "God damn it, Mama. That's why your ass needs constant supervision. You're always doing some shit." I just bust out laughing. I said, "Boy, close my door. I might want to play with my pussy. I don't know what I might want to do right now. I want to play with my pussy. That's fun, child." No shit. It was like, real, no shit. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Nigga, close my fucking door. I might want to play with my pussy. The SpongeBob. Fuck you. Tell this ass no asking a goddamn question.
So, but the funny part about it is that most people don't understand that Capricorns don't really have no fucking filter. We really don't. We really don't. We have a filter. It's simply because we're doing it out of GP. We're doing it for GP. But if we like you or you're a family to us or we feel some kind of way about you, our filter fucking goes.
Yeah, you don't get it. Like, and then if we
people
too quiet, oh, if we too quiet, there's some shit about to pop off. There's some shit about to pop off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right now,
with y'all too.
I'm thinking right now, I'm thinking about who is going to be the victim before 2015. Who is going to be the victim?
Oh, dang.
You know, because see, honestly, Miss Corona is
what?
Single. Miss Corona is single. I'm all the way in California with my son. I don't have no available dick. You know, I'm going to be in Charlotte in September. Just so you know, I'm going to drive through there. I'm coming out there on the weekend. Because I'm going to be in Virginia.
What day are you coming? In September?
In Charlotte. I fly on the 10th. I'll be there on the 14th. That's Sunday.
Okay. I'll be in North Carolina at that time. That'll be before I go to Jamaica. We might have to see what we can do. Hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'll be back in Virginia.
You can't be getting me in all types of damn trouble. I got a job to go back to.
Me?
Yes, little old you. Yes.
Did you hear how that me came out? That came out all types of wrong. She said me? All squeaky.
Yes, little old you.
Mm-mm.
Yes, I'm going to, yes. I'm not playing with
bullshit.
You.
You know I'm conservative. I don't do.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do
definitely,
trouble.
Definitely keep up to date.
Did she say she's conservative? Is that what you just said? That's not what she said.
Wait, hold on. Let me tell you something about Capricorns. We are very conservative. We are very conservative about who it is that we deal with. Very fucking conservative, because once we actually deal with you, you don't just get a little bit. You get everything.
You get all of it.
Everything. So Capricorns don't understand the meaning of having a certain kind of limit when it comes to somebody that we deal with. When you want to deal with a Capricorn, you deal with a Capricorn. Good, bad, or indifferent, you deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying, let me say some prime example. Me and Flanardo, we are the best of fucking friends. The best. Flanardo is a fucking Gemini. Oh, my gosh. He gets under my motherfucking skin. But he gets to see every mood that I'm in. I may be like, hey, you know what's going on, buddy? And he's like, nothing, man. Then the phone, what the fuck is you quiet for? So what the fuck did you call me for? To hold a motherfucking phone? On the same breath. That fool don't do nothing but laugh at my dumb ass. He'd be like, you know, Adrena, you just need some dick. Nigga, you don't send me a picture or something? You don't send me a picture. Like, shit, you mentioned it? I figured you was going to do it. Nigga, we best of friends. What's a dick between friends? Come on now. Shut a tip with a nigga. Let me see what you got.
Oh, dang.
And you know what, Ms. Cleo?
Jesus, I cannot with you.
Yo.
And these people are going in on this favorite position post on this.
You are bringing me back, Ms. Cleo. That's what you're doing. You're bringing me back to the Capricorn with, because for a good while, I stopped doing certain things that, you know, would show that I'm a real Capricorn to a certain degree. I was like, be more general. Be more generalized, and you know, yeah. Now I got me a friend.
Yeah,
I'm going back to whatever the fuck I want to do. Fuck y'all. Listen, y'all don't have to like
buddy.
It. Y'all don't have to appreciate it. But I'm still fucking doing it anyway.
I told y'all
the turn up was going to be serious this night. I told y'all the turn up was going to be serious.
I'm your hype girl from now on.
Damn. And you got a hype man from now on, Ms. Cleo. Say no more.
I
was going to say that I want to just give somebody some head in the elevator.
Okay. You know, I want to do that, but it's got to be a glass elevator where everybody can see. I don't want to be like a regular elevator.
I want you to watch me.
I thought it was just me.
I don't,
yeah.
I don't particularly care who watches. So, you know, like me, and I want to give a chick head in the elevator just because it would be fun. I just want to see her, like, try to hold on for dear life as the elevator goes up and down. I don't give a fuck where we're going. Just go. Just hold on for dear life and just go.
Just press all the buttons. What the hell?
Yeah, just press all the buttons. We'll give a show to each person who decides that they want to call for the elevator. You know, and if somebody decides to call the police can wait until I get done. That's all.
Exactly.
If you try to move me, I'm going to kick you in the balls. Plain and simple.
Yeah. I think that's good training.
And look, it prepares you for the rest of the world.
You started it. Remember that. You're the one that started with this goddamn show. So, What else?
Everybody else sitting up there quiet and shit. What the fuck y'all being quiet for? Y'all better start talking.
I just
want
to read what the people saying. I want to go talk to the people. And the people are saying, one guy, his name is Antonio. He's while I hold the waistline. That's his favorite position. Then he asked me what was mine. I haven't told anybody yet, except for y'all on the show. So if he's not listening, he don't know. Miss Dawn says, whatever makes You hit the right spot. Janine says, from the back, what's that Luke song? Face down, ass up. That's the way you like to
that's
fuck.
That's the way we like to fuck. Damn right.
What? And y'all know I like to look back at it. But I'll, y'all know what. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
My homeboy D says scissors and from the back. Another person in front says doggy style. Miss Jerry says any Kama Sutra position, something resembling the scissors. And then Aaron says all. Like I said, my favorite position is from the back. You know, it's my thing. No matter how that sucker goes, it's from the back. Whether I'm standing up on my knees, whatever. Yeah, I'm a little woman. I can do it. Taylor, now you can answer the question because you still haven't given your answer. And Thomas, your answer sucks. So.
Wait, my answer sucks. Are you saying that my answer sucks?
Yeah, it sucks. When because all you said was whatever makes her come. I understand that that's your favorite position, whatever makes her come. But what's something that you really like that makes you come really good?
It depends on who I'm with because every woman is different and different things happen with different women. With my high school sweetheart, I can't, like, she can't, like, there's one position in which I try not to get into with her because of the simple fact it makes me come every time, which is her laying on her stomach and me like on top of her. That is like the fucking worst position for me because with her, like that shit makes me come every time. I don't give a fuck. I can be going hard for the for every other fucking position that we're into. I can be going hard this motherfucking day, but as soon as I get in that motherfucking position, I come like almost fucking instant. So I don't get into that position with her. Not at all. But the position I like, you know, I like doggy style. I like to be rude. And I like when she has her legs either up on my shoulder or by her fucking head. Plain and simple. So I can dig deep and I ain't got to worry about shit. Shut up and just take it. So. Just shut
preach
up and take it. Because I don't think people understand, like, yo, like when you get into that position of power and you, like, literally you going, like, in, and I mean, it's like now you got the mac and cheese going, and it's like, yeah.
How's he talking about macaroni and cheese?
The what?
No. It's the sound. It's the sound. Like when you so wet that he's doing it. You so wet.
Yes.
It sounds like you're stirring macaroni
and
cheese.
I just know that I'm wet. I don't know what the sound is called. That sounds really
when you
special.
Stirring macaroni and cheese. That's what it sounds like. But it sounds.
It's some positions, it's certain strokes, it's certain strokes that I really enjoy to do because it's like, all right, for instance, when you got a girl legs up by her head, you can pound it out. You can pound it out all well, fine, and good. You can feel like a fucking Superman. You can feel like a fucking Superman when you do that shit. But when you give them that slow stroke, I mean a nice, slow, long stroke, that nice, slow, strong stroke, it gets them every time. And you can vary it up. A couple short, fast strokes. Slow stroke it out. Fast strokes, fast, short strokes, long, slow stroke. Man, listen, the pussy gets like wet, like motherfucking scuba speed.
I was getting wet to him talking about this shit.
Oh, dear God.
Don't take much, girl. Wait on blow tomorrow. That's a wrap.
The wind blow too hard.
That's all I'm saying. It's not even about the position. It's about the stroke that you give it. Because that stroke,
right?
That stroke,
right?
Only,
right.
The
you know, your body that, just accepts different people different ways.
Mm-hmm. And it also determines. It also depends on how you feel about that person too. Because a nice slow stroke to some from somebody that you really, really like, or you really feeling at that point in time, almost like
shit,
you're
I might shed
instantly.
A tear. I might shed
That's
a tear.
That's what I'm saying. You don't even know what the fuck should happen. You might be doing some shit you ain't never thought you was going to do before. You might, your leg might start convulsing. You don't even fucking know. My leg ain't never did this shit before. What the fuck
yeah,
is this?
Boy, I'm like,
you know.
Yeah, I need, yep, got to go to the VA. I got seizures. I'm just saying. Anything to claim a disability, girl. Anything to claim disability, I'll fucking get it. Shit. Nigga, knock. You want to knock my bottom out? Nigga, knock that motherfucker out. Let's not get it. That could be a service connected disability when you finish. Knock that bitch out. I don't need it. Nigga, I don't need it.
Just trying to tell you. Sometimes you, and then, and me, like, I'm a different kind of person. I want to hear you say, I tap. I want to hear you say, I quit. Like, when I'm in the groove, when
don't
I'm
do
really
that.
Going.
Quick, huh?
No.
Well, quick.
Listen.
Hold the, wait
some,
a minute. Wait a minute. Where they do that at? What is that?
I ain't going to say that shit.
Listen.
You just deal with it. And then when it's all said and done, you know, when, after he go to sleep, you roll your ass to the bathroom and you put yourself back together best you can. And then you go about your business. What is that? Who does
mm-hmm.
that?
Go get that little rag with a nice cold rag. You be like, oh.
Yeah, that's what you can do.
And go back to bed and cuddle up next to him and be like, oh.
Well, I don't know about y'all. I don't know about y'all, but I've met a few women. I've met more than a few women who have tapped out.
Oh,
I mean,
you know what? That might be them cheeseburger chicks.
Wait a minute. I need to understand some of this terminology. First we talked about macaroni and cheese. Now we're talking about cheeseburgers.
Exactly. No, them cheeseburger chicks. You know the chicks that, oh, they always need a cheeseburger? Them type of chicks.
I'm sorry. I don't know what type of chick that is.
I don't know what that is either. I've never heard of
really,
a cheeseburger chick.
Nobody seen a cheeseburger chick. Like she looked like she need a cheeseburger every hour on hour. Y'all never seen a cheeseburger chick?
I'm talking about that girl who need a biscuit. Is it, maybe that's what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Well, up here we call them cheeseburger girls, but down there, because y'all got, you know, y'all Southern, y'all got biscuits and everything. So
no,
it's a biscuit
let me,
girl.
Let me tell you, because me, I'm a person who takes, you know, different, I like different types of women. So regardless mm-hmm. of whether or not you look like you need a biscuit or you look like you need to work out, plain and simple, if I get you to the point where I'm going in, there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it, plain and simple. There's no amount of, oh, hey, wait a second. This, that, and the third, so on and so forth. No. There is no timeouts. There are no breaks. There are no breathers. There is no nothing. Take
who takes breaks? We all adults. Like, what,
yeah,
what,
I don't.
What,
I didn't,
who,
no, because I'm going to stretch before I get there. I'm going to stretch before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is breaks? That is that teenage shit. When you like 15, 16, 17, 18, you need a break. We all grown. Who does
mm-hmm.
that?
All right. Maybe, well, you know what? Maybe I'm
gonna keep sipping until it makes sense. I'm gonna keep sipping until it makes sense.
But see, the difference is maybe they just wasn't ready for his particular type of stroke. They wasn't ready for his particular kind of stroke. You know, that's what that is. Yeah.
That could be it too, because you know,
yeah.
I don't just give them that. I don't give them that just straightforward stroke. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
It's never going to be a straightforward stroke. It's going to be an up stroke. It's going to be a down stroke. It's going to be a left stroke. It's going to be a right stroke. It's going to be a circular stroke. But somehow, some way, it's not going to be the same stroke.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is. They're not used to good, some good old wholesome dick. You know, that good wholesome shit. Yeah, you know, that shit that you roll up
they
in to
get
their
feelings
bread
together.
And bring to
that's
your
what it is.
Yeah,
that's what it is. They're trying to get themselves together. They're trying to get their mental picture together on why the fuck is this man doing this shit to me? Because somehow,
I'll tell
some
you.
Way.
Don't
yeah.
so listen.
Okay, gotcha.
I have a story.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm ready. Because I sometimes, you know, because this one particular person, I'm just trying to figure out, like, damn, why in the fuck is he doing this shit to me? Does he treat other people like he treats me? Because I don't understand. Literally, when he touches my skin sets fire. Like, it's just that hot between us that I don't understand. I don't understand why you do this. And every time he leaves, I'm like, well, why you treat me like that? Why? What is it about me that you treat me like this? I mean, it's good.
But I appreciate it.
What can be
wrong? I appreciate
it. It's wonderful. Makes me want to write home and tell my mama, like, mama, listen. I don't know what this man does to me, but he makes my spirit happy.
Baby, please get you a Kleenex. Where's the Kleenex?
I can't even talk about it anymore.
Yeah. I understand.
I'm sorry. Good quality dick don't come around too often, so when you get it, better appreciate
and that's
it.
That's what, you know, I was trying on one of my Instagram posts. I had to say, you know, good dick hypnotizes you. It does.
It does.
You
it does. Mm-hmm.
It,
especially when they gifted
dick
with
that
it.
You wouldn't even put up with no regular ass nigga.
Yeah.
So
you know,
even
it,
like
then,
I was
mm-hmm.
listening to I was listening to an interview Marsha Ambrosia was talking about yesterday, and she was explaining the song Shoes. And Taylor knows what song I'm talking about. But she was explaining
how she was actually
in a relationship with this man for 3 years, not necessarily a real relationship. It was just about the dick. That's all it was for. And it's so good to the point of where it's like when you finally done with it, you're like, damn. Here's my shoes, my toothbrush, my panties. I can't find shit, nigga. I'm trying to be
mm-hmm.
the game. And it's crazy that the dick will do that to you. It will fuck your mind up so bad that you've been like, I don't know. I don't even know today what's my name. That's how bad it can do.
But you know what? It'll make you skip days. You thinking it's Monday. It's Thursday. You didn't miss half the week. You don't know what's going on with yourself. It's some stuff.
Yeah.
Then of course, it's
a plus when the mental and the emotional is already there. So therefore, when that intimacy comes in, that shit is fucking fireworks every single time.
Right.
I got a story.
Oh shit! I bet it's gonna get some more.
Oh God, girl.
No.
Let's go get you a
solo. So now there was this girl who, you know, me and her, we was kind of cool, but like me and her, we started out just fucking or whatever. So now she said she wanted to become a student of mine. I'm like, oh, all right. So I would teach her little tricks of the trade, different things here and there, because for her sign. Like, she was a Scorpio. So she had a lot of potential on what she could do. But she had yet to actually experience it. So one day she was over my crib, and we was just chilling. And next thing you know, we start getting into whatever we doing, and I'm fucking her all over the house. I mean all over the fucking house. Over the fucking banister, in the living room, in the dining room, in the kitchen, you name it. By the time I got done with her, I had to call her name 4 times to make sure that she was fucking all right, because she did not hear me the first 3.
Okay, so listen, you fucking up hearing, this motherfucker fixed up vision. I don't understand. What?
Mm-mm.
Literally.
He done fucked up your vision.
Yes.
He done gave you vertigo.
Where to go?
You know what? I'm about to post that on the Miss Creole list page right now.
Honey,
that might be a poem one day.
He fucked up my vision so bad. I was like, oh my God, I can't see for shit. Like, I had to blink countless times to get my eyes back together. Literally. Like, I can't. I was like, oh my gosh. My vision was so blurry that I was like, uh-uh. So I know how that young lady. I think I have a poem that talks about the faces, where how he fucked up my senses. Like, even to the point of I couldn't taste right anymore. That's how it was just, it was too much that he fucked up all my sense. So, yeah, I understand where that young lady was coming from. I understood. I understand. Really. When she couldn't hear you, you probably thought she was playing. That shit's for real. That's for real.
I really appreciate y'all giving me this Facebook status. Thank you. I sure did. I sure that point. He fucked me so good until he gave me vertigo. Fuck that. Let me go through my phone. See if I can arrange a dickapade or something for next month. Shit, nigga, can
you? Sometimes, listen. You don't listen, ladies. I am forewarning you now. If you are not emotionally capable of dealing with good dick, don't do it.
Oh, please don't do it.
Don't do it.
Then you'll be a stalker.
Because if you got an inch of crazy in your life, that's a little inch of crazy. Some good dick, bitch, your crazy is going to go from 0 to 1,000 real quick because you're not going to want nobody else to have that shit.
Uh-huh.
You're going to get mad when you find out that you're not the only one that he does this shit to. Don't do it.
Exactly.
Just know.
So I got a question. So what happens if, you know what I'm saying, you're a guy comes across that good pussy, then what? Like that good pussy, like you get in it and shit get real and now you, like you on the corner of the bed with your thumb in your mouth, you passed out, like you, so then what? Like what happens to him?
The follow-up question is,
how you get rid of them?
Well, listen. Let me tell you something, right? If you got good pussy, plain and simple, just like if you have good dick, you have to be very mindful of who you give that shit to.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer, I'm just going to give this person some D and just call it that. You cannot do that because sometimes you actually have to scream motherfuckers before you actually start fucking with them. You got to scream
motherfuckers. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay. So what happens if they pass all the screening tests, but then you find out later that they was undercover crazy?
No, nigga, we know undercover crazy because we fucking crazy.
Right. We're crazy. We're crazy already. So, like, people don't understand. Capricorns are crazy, but we're not crazy to the point where, like, motherfuckers would want to commit us. We're crazy in the sense of, like, we're almost fucking paranoid to a certain degree.
Yeah.
We're almost paranoid. So, like, we evaluate you, like, on all different levels. We see how you act. We see how you act from Jump Street. Whether you're just a simple person where you're just coming up to us and we're just talking to you, you know, like, first off, we like aggressiveness. Well, I know I like aggressiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Aggressiveness is eternal, so we can respect your aggressiveness. But if you come too aggressive, you're already too fucking crazy. You're already too crazy. Nope. We don't need that. Nope. Because we're aggressive ourselves. If we want something, we go and fucking get it. And if you don't want to give it to us, it is all hell. World War III breaks out.
Yeah, so, we got a fucking problem.
Right. So pretty much, you know, like, just know Capricorns read people very well. We read people very well. So if you got good dick or you got good pussy, trust me, we understand and we recognize it. But some people don't understand and recognize that. And that's the ones that, even though they may be sane everywhere else in their aspects of their life, good dick or good pussy make people trip the fuck out. And Capricorns have a sense of finding that shit out right before that shit happens. We'd be like, damn.
Now, they are showing out on my Facebook page, like, really showing the hell out. I can't even with them. I understand what you're talking about, Thomas. Yeah, but they showing the fuck out on my Facebook page. I need them to sit down and have them out and do something.
So all I'm saying is that if you deal with a Capricorn that has good pussy or good dick, trust me, calm yourself down, be cool, and relax. But if you just find somebody else that got good, they can be good dick or good pussy, just mellow out, play the shit out, and just be cool. But there ain't shit you can do about a Capricorn with good dick or good pussy. Plain and simple. You're just going to fall in love instantly. That's all.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to find a way to transition into the next topic because we still had like two more. Golly.
Damn, it's already 12. Damn, it's 12 o'clock.
Right, it's 12 o'clock. It's like 5 minutes to 12, and we still got two topics, and then we still got to figure out what Thomas is supposed to get Taylor about later in the show. I don't know. But these Facebook groups, let's talk about them just real briefly. Some of the etiquette or whatnot behind them. You already know my policy about Facebook groups. Don't add me without asking me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got deleted and blocked for that shit today. Don't goddamn add me to your goddamn groups. And then when I come in your goddamn group and I say something, and like they were talking about, oh, he had put up a picture, said he had a little crying face to a boy, and he was talking about what he wanted to head. And I said, well, don't cry. Don't cry. And then if that bitch don't give head, put that bitch in the corner because she's being fucking childish. So then I said, you know, since you guys are not really doing this, because I'm going through the group, and I was like, this group is motherfucking boring. So I'm going through the talk saying, hey, if you guys are not doing anything, listen to my little show that I have. Do you know that this fucktard decided that he wanted to tell me, oh, this is not for advertisement. This is just for posting.
Oh, okay.
Well, good luck to you and your little fuck-ass group. Remove myself, delete your ass, and block you because I told your goddamn ass not to add me to no motherfucking group. So that's how I feel about groups. Now, how do y'all feel about the pinhole? Yes, I went in. I don't care. With the whole posting of pictures. Now, Thomas, I know you have a lot of groups of your own. Is there a policy that you have about posting pictures? Can they post nudes? Or do they have to take them down by a certain hour of the night so that the Facebook police don't shut y'all down? Or how does that work? I'm going to tell you there.
I'm like, well, he don't want to play with us no more.
He got that off again.
Okay.
Well,
I know that one of the groups that I'm in, it's like, it's no nudity whatsoever. Like, you could post, you know, like, R-rated pictures, but it can't be like a dick or a pussy or titties. But it can be like, you know, R-rated pictures, but there's no nudity. I think that my whole thing with pictures are, I'm not going to do it. I've been there and done that already. Like, if you haven't seen it by now, you're not going to see it. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's, how can I say this? Ain't no nice way to say this. Posting pictures ain't for everybody, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what I mean is, if your pussy look like a train has been through it, like Amtrak has went through it, please don't post that. Please don't post that. If your dick and balls look like a toddler's dick and balls, please keep that to yourself.
Please do. Please do.
Don't do it. If you post a new picture and I can't see it because your belly's in the way, keep it to yourself.
Please do.
If you're going to post a new picture and women, the whole front of you just looks like a frown, please keep it to yourself.
Preach it.
I saw one today. I was like, why would you even... Like, I mean, that's something you keep that for your boo.
Like, you keep that for your boo. You don't show it to everybody. You keep that covered up just for your boo. But don't show it to me because I don't want to see it. Your whole front of you just look like a frown. Like, I can't. Why am I looking at this?
And you know what? My thing is, and when it's time to, you know, for people to be posting in these groups, I have an issue with if you and a fellow Facebooker have got together and now you are no longer with him, why now all of a sudden that he got to be all bitches and hoes and now you want to post pictures of his dick? But when y'all was together, you was loving that nigga.
Right. Yeah, that's too much. Like, keep that. That's none of my business. Like, that's really none of my business.
Why do you? First of all, I don't want to know that you even slept with him because I know the way that you look, and I want to know why he did that to himself. However, you know, Dick only got one eye, so
yeah, that's true.
It was miscommunication. Mm-hmm. But now that this dude don't want you no more. Now you got to be down in him. So guess what Adrena got to do? I'm going to remove this bitch off my page. I'm about to get your ass off. I'm about to get out of this group. Because now you got people that's commenting on it like it's fucking funny. I don't find it to be amusing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it to be amusing. So I'm going to get myself out of this group. And I'm about to delete your dumb ass. And I'm about to delete him. Because apparently he didn't do his background check before he fucked you. He didn't do it.
And I have an issue with pictures in general. Like, I don't do them like I used to. I don't. Like, I did years ago. I'm over that. Like, I don't mind looking at them. If you want to send them to me, that's fine. You're not going to get one back. Please know that.
No.
But I have an issue with, all right, so I'm going to use Thomas for an example. So me and Thomas, this did not actually happen, people. Do not hit my inbox asking me what happened. So me and Thomas had a relationship, okay? Things did, whatever the case may be. I feel some type of way about something he's doing. So now I'm just going to put all our business on Facebook.
Why?
I'm posting pictures and everything else. That's nobody's business. And not only that, but it seems very childish to me.
It is. Why do you want to involve someone in so much of your business like that?
Validate
it.
And a lot of people aren't aware of other people's crazy. Like, I mean, I just went through this. I literally just went through this like some weeks ago. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know this person. Like, you don't know that they're batshit crazy. So now it's just pictures everywhere. It's like, why? For what? Just because they batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like now. You're not even friends, so you don't even know what's going on. All you see, all you thinking everything is good. Meanwhile, everybody on her list then seen what y'all done did. She done told the whole Facebook y'all everything that happened is now on Facebook, but you can't see it because y'all not friends. But of course, just so happens you have mutual friends. So now they sharing the shit. So now you see what's going on. Rather than going to the source and dealing with it, you do the same thing back. Why?
Oh, that's two diamond names for each other.
Just as childish as ever. That's childish. Why?
It's two diamonds made for each other.
I just deleted at least like 45 people. Like, really, like, I mean, not for nothing. Like, first of all, you're an animal cracker and you're an animal cracker. There's no reason why I need to see any of your sad puppy. There's no reason why I need to see any of your frown. Because you fucked him, and then he decided that he ain't want you no more. He want to deal with your friend, so now you mad, and then you posting all his business, but then he found out, so now he mad, so he posting all your business. I ain't need to see none of this. I don't like sad puppies, and I don't like frowns. I didn't need to see any of this. And then you had the nerve to message me, well, why you delete me? What? because I didn't want to see your little tired, sad puppy, and I got tired of seeing her little saddlebags. That's why. It's crazy. Like, you know, like, it's just, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I tell anybody, I say, if you ever want to be well entertained, just log on to Facebook.
Comedy.
Log on to Facebook.
Well,
I said, I don't have to watch the news half the time. I don't even have to watch my favorite program because shit is always on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Absolutely. And don't get me started about the people that's in relationships with people, but the other person ain't in a relationship with them. Like they in love and they getting married, they having kids, everything, and this other person don't even like.
No,
I don't even claim you.
Yep.
It's crazy.
That's how Neil Thomas used to be. That's how Neil Thomas
used to
be.
Thomas is back
but,
on the line.
Know.
We got him back in here.
Well, hello, people.
Yeah, Thomas.
All right. So let me tell you something, right? My groups are a little bit different. Like, I'm sorry my connection got cut off or whatever the case may be before one of the question was asked, but my groups are a little bit different. I preach a no judgment aspect in my groups because, like, pretty much everybody is able to speak freely and, you know, everybody loves sex. Everybody loves sexual aspects of different things. So who am I to knock you about whatever the fuck it is that you do? I can't knock you for that because of the simple fact that even though I may not personally agree with it or I may not personally like it, somebody else may fucking like it. Hey, look,
uh-huh.
I don't like super BBWs, but guess what? There are some people who really love super BBWs. I
What's
can't
a BBW?
Big, beautiful
big,
women.
Big, beautiful women.
Oh, because I didn't know you. I thought it was a video game.
Nah. So, you know, some people fuck with them. I don't. Some people fuck with them. I don't. I can't fuck with a super BBW. That's just not something that I do.
What do you mean by censor? Like,
did you say?
I mean, I just need to understand where super comes in because, you know, I'm not skinny. I'm not skinny at all.
No,
I think super. I think by
not,
super he means like extra, like extra, extra,
like how you got
go
400 pounds
extra,
and better.
Extra.
Go Google super BBW and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Got to be more careful. It's on fucking Google.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go to Google. I'm uncomfortable. I don't like this shit. I don't know.
Well, just let me tell you what Let me tell you what's going on. So, like, in my groups, I don't necessarily tell people, all right, hey, look. Like, in one of my groups,
now I got
sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
In one of my groups, don't post new pictures. Don't post new pictures because, for one, you know, it's underneath my Thomas name, so I wouldn't want that to get cut down because people posting new pictures and somebody report the shit, and then the next thing you know, because of my group, it gets shut down. No. So I have two alternate groups for that. You know, so I separate it, and people who want to be involved will be involved. And if you don't want to fucking be involved, then you don't have to be involved. I'm not going to make it so that way everybody has to be involved. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm... You know, like, I have other groups where, you know, like, people, you post whatever you want, and that it is what it is. You're just going to do whatever you want to do. But me personally, I'm not going to knock you for, you know, if you're a big girl, you be a big girl. Some guys like big girls. Some guys like skinny girls. Whatever the case may be, I love you all. So pretty much it ain't going to make no fucking difference.
Oh, my.
You can be a big girl.
Oh,
and you,
oh shit,
you know,
I'm
going to
get
like,
some dick tonight.
I cannot mess with you. I have not been.
If the head right versus their head night, you know. But you know, like pretty much I'm a person who believes that everybody is who they are for a reason. So no matter what you do, you are who you are. So if you want to post new pictures, you post new pictures. But I'm not going to subject everyone to it. You know, in my groups, there is a certain etiquette. Don't sit up there and start no bullshit just because you don't fucking agree with what somebody else fucking does. there's a way to disagree with someone in an adult manner versus it being, oh, da 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 da. Oh, did you see this bitch? Or did you see this nigga? Oh, he's thick little. Oh, this bitch is just sad. Like, her titties don't just hang for whatever fucking reason. No, we ain't gonna do none of that shit here. Because of the simple fact, it's already hard enough to get people to actually have a fucking conversation.
Right.
In a Facebook group. It's on Facebook and period. It's already hard enough to have people have a conversation. So why would I want to bring that into a personal aspect? It's a private group. And my group's like, yo, pretty much, I don't, like, the one main group that I manage, I do not tolerate that shit at all because I want everybody to be cool with one another. I want everybody to understand that at the end of the day, it's no love lost. Everybody's cool with everybody. Even if you don't fuck with everybody like that, nobody is really going to fucking come at you on the bullshit like, oh, well, you know what? I don't think you're pretty or I don't think you should be posting this, that, and the third. Nah, everybody going to post whatever the fuck they want to do. And if you don't fucking like it, move the fuck on. Plain and simple. If you don't like it, ain't nobody, you ain't got to deal with that shit. Fuck you and your thoughts. Plain and simple. That's all it ever is. But a lot of other groups, like I was in one group. I'm still in the group, but I seen some bullshit like, all right, now they said that these two people were being thirsty. So you go out and you take their pictures and you put it up for public display like, oh, these two people were kicked out because they were being thirsty. Why? What's the fucking purpose of you exposing people for them being thirsty? It changes nothing about whatever everybody else is doing in their fucking inbox. It just so happened that it came across your path that they were being thirsty.
Hmm.
I don't do that shit with my groups. You get what I'm saying? I don't do that shit with my groups. My groups is, I preach positivity. If you don't like something, that's not, it's up to you whether or not you don't like it. But that don't mean everybody else don't like it. I try to stick with the same thing with, you know, with like people posting pictures. All right, I don't want to see another man's dick. I don't personally care about whether a woman wants to see it or not. But, you know, I wouldn't do the same thing with a pussy. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, yeah, well, it's a pussy, so I'm just going to let it ride. No. You know, if there are some women who don't like pussy in the group, then guess what? You're not going to see it. You know, I'm a fair, equal person all across the board, plain and simple. That's how my groups are.
I don't like your damn group.
Okay.
I understand. I understand where you're going with your group. I just don't like people just adding me to groups willy nilly. Let me make the decision on my own. I don't care. Like, some of the groups come in and they post stuff all the time. I'm gonna be real honest. Half of the groups I'm in, I don't even go on them shit. I don't, unless somebody tags me or something. And if they tag me in something, I go and look at it, I might comment, and then I walk right back out.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for me, because I don't have time to deal with half of the stuff that's in there, because it's always something. So it's like, I don't have time to deal with it. And,
yeah,
you know, I've met some, you know, intriguing people, but I just don't do it. I don't like Facebook groups that much. I have only, like, a really, like, I can count on my hand how many I actually go into. But we're going to fast-track this topic. We might get into the recording tonight because I need to know what this other stuff is. So we're also going to talk about the whole term smashing the homies.
Yeah,
smashing the homies.
Oh Lord,
that's Taylor.
Okay,
I'm ready.
She wants to talk about smashing the homie. Wait a minute. Don't say that I was smashing the homie. I did not smash the homie. This was okay. Story time with Taylor. This was brought to my attention. One of my friends came to me. She was like, well, I just started seeing this guy, and we've been seeing each other for about 3-4 months, and, you know, he wants me, you know, he want to have, like, a little dinner with all his friends and his girlfriends and everything so I can meet everybody. I said, okay, cool. So fast track to the
you know, the next day after the dinner. So, you know, I'm nosy. First thing in the morning, like, I get up and I call her. I'm like, so what happened? This heifer was like, well, it went good until his best friend got there. I said, well, what happened? She was like, shit hit the fan. I was like, well, what happened? Like, what? Tell me what happened. She was like, well, I fucked his friend. I said, that night? She was like, no, this was... She was like, no, this was years ago. Like, I didn't know him. Like, I had never seen him, never met him. I said, so, I'm like, okay, so now what? She was like that the dude that she just started seeing feel some type of way because, you know, she smashed a homie. And I said, well, I mean, did you tell, like, you know, did y'all had a talk about how many people you've been with before each other? Because, you know, sometimes that comes up. She was like, no. I said, well, I'm like, he really feels some type of way, like he broke up with you, like y'all had a big argument or something. He was like, yeah, like after everybody left, like we had a full-blown fight. Like he really feels some type of way about it. And I understand smashing the homies is wrong if y'all like, okay, you've been dealing with the dude, and then you see his friend, and you're like, damn, I got to hop on that dick. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
But we talking about years separation between you dealing with the friend and you meeting the dude you with now. I'm not talking like 1-2 years. I'm talking about like 5 years.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, then he's fair game. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, like, really, really, she didn't know. It's not like she went out and said, oh, well, I'm going to fuck his friend 5 years later. That's not what happened. She met this guy. Just so happened, oh, your friend's with my ex. That's when I would have really pulled him to the side and was like, listen, I'm not comfortable at this point because I need to talk to you about something. I didn't know that John was your friend. I used to date John about 5 years ago. If that nigga feels some type of way about that shit, then he wants the person you're supposed to be with anyway.
Exactly my point. So
we talking,
she's telling me she's getting all upset because she really like him, and she going on, and I'm listening to some of the stuff that he's saying to her, and he's like, you know, that's fucked up, like, you smashing all my friends, yada, yada. She's like, I only met him 5 years ago, and it was just one, it was like two times, and then they just, like, she moved away. So it wasn't even like, you know, they had like a long love affair. It was only two times. So she's going on and on and on. And then I'm like, wait a minute. All of this ain't sounding right. So, you know, like, you listening to the story. I'm like, I guarantee you that you're not the only chick that he's seeing, because that's why he spazzed on you the way he did. Because if you were, it wouldn't have been that big of a deal. We talking about a 5-year difference. So she like, no,
right.
I'm the only one, and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, honey, you not the only one, because he's not getting mad about you sleeping with his friend 5 years ago. He's mad.
Mm-mm.
If he's going to be mad, he's going to be mad about you sleeping with his friend 5 minutes ago. He's going to be mad about that, not 5 years ago.
Unless he just got some insecurity issues.
Wait a minute. Y'all have to understand something now. You have to understand something. Like, for certain guys, when smashing the homie, like, smashing the homie is a big deal for them because they don't want anybody to say that they had the girl in which they want to be with. You see, he's not mad over the fact that she dealt with him. He's mad over the fact that somebody else could actually say that he had her. Because y'all forget that guys have this thing of being the only one. That doesn't come into play. That doesn't come into play. Like, oh, okay, yeah, hey. It doesn't come into play until later on when it's like, oh, okay, yeah, hey. Even when you watch the movie The Best Man, when it came out that Nia had slept with Lance's best friend, he wasn't mad at the fact that Mia had been with somebody else. Well, I'm sorry. It wasn't the fact that Mia had been with his best friend That was a part of it, but it was because Mia was with somebody else in general.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. what y'all failed to realize. You know, right. So like never mind the fact that it was a homie. It so you can't say that she's not the only one. But
I'm just, I find that whole thing stupid because it's like we all grown, like no, like we all grown, like I, like, all right, prime example. If I met a dude and I was like, you know what, Amaz, I really like this dude. I want you to meet him. And she met him, and then she was like, you know, I've messed with him like 6 years ago. I'm not going to be mad at either one of them because that was 6 years ago. Like, what am I getting mad?
And 6 years ago, we didn't know each other.
Yeah, like, what? Like, it ain't like, you know,
but
we
have
were buddies.
To understand something. You have to understand that men don't look at it as that. Like, men, some
yeah,
men
I
don't
mean,
look
he
at
had
it
to,
that.
Like, he had to know she was with other people. I mean, for God's sake, she got a baby, so she was with somebody.
Right, but guess what? At the end of the day, you're not really
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all stupid. Men are dumb.
Okay, so man, listen, right? If you met a dude, and one of your homegirls said I had dealt with him prior to,
I got one for you. I've already been there in this lifetime. I've already been there. My best friend, Drex, me and her have been friends for 13, 14 years. A couple of years ago, homecoming, she sees a guy. They're talking, whatnot. It's fine. I knew the guy as well because we're all standing there talking. I was like, oh, hey, how you been doing? Okay, I go on about my business. Whatever. They exchange numbers. It's cool. She says, you know, Jay, I need to talk to you about something. It's a little time after that. And she was like, I was like, what's up? She was like, well, you know, me and such, we've kind of started talking. And I know, and he did let me know that you all used to talk in high school. I said, oh. Yeah, well, I figured as much when I left that y'all were going to exchange numbers. I didn't have a problem with it because, one, I used to love the dude when I was in high school. This was 2 years ago. You do the math. If you don't get some, I don't care. Do what you about to do, boo. Good luck. It's not going to, because, one, I didn't know her when I was in high school. Two, I don't give a fuck. What? I'm talking something
bigger
and better at this point. I don't care.
Oh, my goodness. You're not taking into account that the fact that most men don't know how to deal with their fucking emotions.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Most men
and
don't.
That's why I just say get your panties out your butt and stop wearing them to goddamn work every day.
No, but this is the point, though. This is the point, though. Like, if you, like, you can't sit up there and be like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, do you realize how hard it is to change something about yourself, let alone to tell someone to stop doing something?
Right, right. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I have a little quick story on the for real. I dated this guy, no shit. I dated this guy for 8 years. In this 8-year period of time, there was another woman. I accepted the other woman. Only because I didn't feel like going out and deal with another man. I was comfortable with what I had. I let him go out and do whatever he had to do. He decides he wants to marry the chick, and he just happily just forgets to tell me. Not a problem. So I cut it off immediately. Once again, we've been together for 8 years. I break it off with him intimately. 5 months later, I started seeing somebody. This Negro breaks into my house and beat up the guy I was seeing and tells me, one thing he wanted me to do was keep it real. Nigga, did you
wait a minute. Wait, pineapples. Oh, my God, I'm not ready. Wait, so, oh, my God. So 8 years y'all been together. He's seeing somebody else. So then he decides, you know what? I love this girl. I'm about to marry her. He married her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wants you to keep it real with him. But he...
But see, I'm going to tell you something. He had married the chick and was married to the chick for almost a year before I found out.
I'm gonna
take
that one.
Now I'm gonna tell you this, and the reason why I'm saying this is because he told me, he said, Adrena, if you would have stopped me before I moved out of your house by telling me how you felt, I wouldn't have left. No, nigga, guess what? You're dealing with a fucking Capricorn. So
Your ass got up that morning, you packed your motherfucking clothes, and you said, Drina, I'm leaving. So a nigga like me said, well, bitch, bye, leave my key. I'm going to work. I don't have time to be trying to figure stuff out because sometimes I could be very, very unemotional. I don't have them sometimes. So he's like, and Drina, because you never showed me any emotions, I went somewhere where I can get them. And trust me, I am happy that you could. However, when we no longer was together anymore, why you still got fucking feelings? Why? You know why, nigga? Because I turned your motherfucking ass out, you dumb ass. Showing emotions and shit. You supposed to be some big-ass goddamn thug. Some big-ass thug. And you walk around here crying and shit.
Crying.
You saw me in the bed with another man.
Panties.
But it was okay. But it was okay when you was with another woman. So what Thomas is saying is true. It's okay for me to do what I want to do. But you? No, I never want to see you or even have a thought that you even with anybody but me. I don't want to see that. Mm-mm. To me, in my eyes, I am your fucking
I can't wrap my brain around it. And me and Amaz, we get, like, I mean, like a few weeks ago, I went through the same thing. Like, you're out and about, and then you feel some type of way about what I'm doing. Like, why? I don't understand because you, I mean, clear as day, like, you're out and about, like, you chilling with this girl, like, y'all hugged up and everything. Why are you worried about what I'm doing and who I'm talking to?
Exactly. But they do. Once they emotionally
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, they aren't really involved. They don't know how to cut it off.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, we're not going to understand it. We're not going to, because it's not meant for us to
understand. It ain't meant for us.
And see, now these dummies are taking shit literal on my damn Facebook page. When I say men are stupid, they want to talk about them. Well, maybe it's not, maybe it's the man who approaches you versus the man you know. Oh, all your bitches is goddamn stupid. But anyway.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Shit. Thomas, what's this whole thing? Okay, we got 3 minutes. Got to make it quick. So why are you and Taylor having issues this week?
Okay.
Don't hang up on us again?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. Now, Taylor said, you know, I try to do this thing on GroupMe where I have people in, you know, on GroupMe. GroupMe is a chat app. So I'm
download it. I'm on that.
Okay, well, you know, we can get you in on GroupMe. I'm trying to. Okay, well, never mind. You know, so.
I was joking. Just tell your story.
So we start there, you know, I tell her about this one group I run. It's like my main group, that group that I like the most out of all the groups that I run. So I'm sitting up there. I tell her, like, okay, yeah. All right, well, introduce yourself. Have a good time and just enjoy yourself. All right. So she gets in there, introduce her. And then I told her something about a hot seat, which is a game that we play in the group. And the first thing that she says is, I ain't doing shit. Oh. Wait a minute.
First of all, that don't even sound like something
I would say. Now, y'all know me.
I will screenshot this shit for you. I will screenshot it for you.
She's done it to me before.
Right. So
wait a minute. You're not supposed to be co-signing this. See, this is some bullshit.
So I'm sitting right there. I'm like, okay, well, all right, Taylor, because, like, whenever me and Taylor have an interaction on the show, it's never, no, I'm not doing this shit, or whatever the case may be. It's very subtle about what it is that Taylor does on the show. So when she gets in the group, it's like, oh, I ain't doing shit. And then it's like a meme battle back and forth, and then it's talking shit back and forth. Hold on, what the fuck is going on around these fucking parts? Because I ain't even do shit, first of all. All I did was introduce your ass to the motherfucking group, and then you sit up there and you say, I ain't doing shit. Hold on, what the fuck did you come in the fucking group for then?
First of all, that is not what happened. I said I was joking when I said I'm not doing shit. And then he told me with my non-compliant ass. That's what he called me, a non-compliant ass. Oh, I'm an ass now. Okay. He started. That's all I'm saying.
No, I called you non-compliant. ass was just something that just came along with the statement, but you were non-compliant at that point in time. Don't try to misconstrue the words, because I did say non-compliant. I didn't call you an ass. If I wanted to call you an ass, I called you an ass.
Anyway, he is picking on the new person in the group. That's all I'm saying. And it's not my fault.
I pick on every new person. I pick on every new person, but the way I pick on these people is
in all fairness, I did the hot seat. I answered all like 50, 60 questions.
Okay.
That's a job application.
You know, you can add me to the group, me, if you like. I don't mind. I'll do that. It'll be fun. I'll see what it's about. Then, you know, if I don't like it, I can remove myself. But, you know, Taylor, I know you said I ain't doing shit because I know you better than you know yourself.
Yeah, that sounds like you said that shit.
Miss Creole, you gonna co-sign on this loan too? You know,
girl, you know you ain't. You know you ain't about shit. You know it.
Ain't gonna be shit.
Ten Capricorn, baby. Ten Capricorn. Capricorn is gonna lie unless we have to, and this ain't one of those situations where I gotta lie.
Nah, okay. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know you ain't lying. I know she said that shit. I know she did. I don't even have time to tell my story.
You can tell your story. It's just going into the archives. Everybody listen.
Yeah, because people are still listening.
Now you're going to tell the truth now. You're going to tell the whole story. Don't tell half of it because, you know, I'll add my 2 cents.
Which part are we telling? We're talking about... Are we talking about the whole thing?
I want to hear everything. Thought, bot, and all.
It's a long story. That's really long. Like, that is super
deep.
We'll talk about that another time. We're going to talk about Wednesday, you and the door and the puppy pads.
Okay.
We're going to talk about that.
Listen.
Thought about
the
table. Okay, so the other day, I was working, minding my own goddamn business.
Nigga, why are you whispering?
And everybody, listen.
I can't hear. She whispering.
You can't hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay. Good, now I hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, so everybody knows I work from home. I'm always at home. It never fails. So I was told by... Okay, so me and the man in the suit have an issue, okay? We have issues at this point. So we're talking, but we ain't on that lay together type terms at this point, okay? Long story, we'll talk about that later.
Basically, they beefing and they not on good terms.
With the other, for whatever reason. So I was like, shit, like what am I going to do? It's already been... almost a month, and y'all know how I get when it's been too long. Been too long. Way too long. So I kind of, I think that it was written in the stars for my little side piece to hit me up. So they was like, I'm in your area today, you know, I'm going to come by. I'm telling them, you know, I'm working, you can't come by. He said, oh, but you have to take a break. Okay, well, I'll take a window. When I take my break, you can stop by. We can chat for a little bit. You have to go on kind of about your business. And then I told him, I was like, listen, I'm being real honest with you. I might jump on you when you walk through my door because I got needs, and this shit is not going real right now in this life.
She sent them the PDF.
Hits my door. And I promise.
No, she didn't even have to send him the PDF.
I didn't have to send him nothing. I didn't send him shit. Because he knew when I said, I might jump on you when you hit that door. Like, literally, that's what happened. And anybody who knows me knows I don't do quickies. I don't do them. They are not a part of my makeup. Normally, sometimes with me and this particular person, it's a good hour to an hour and a half session. I swear for Moses, that 25 minutes of my life was so goddamn awesome that I made a mess. Yes, puffy pants and all. And we didn't have time for puffy pants. I fucked up my damn floor. I done
done some shit. And I needed all of that in my life. And that's when I said that he fucked up my vision. Yes, he fucked up my vision because I couldn't see shit. Because I came that hard that many times that my vision said, fuck it, bitch. We ain't doing no more work today. We can't see shit. Then I'm talking to this clown named Taylor. I'm telling her, like, I don't know if I'm tired or if I don't know if I got all this energy. All I know is the next shift of my job. I was happy with everybody. Then nobody pissed me off. I ain't had no time to talk to no old people. Yes, I'm happy. And I was talking a mile a minute. Mile a minute.
Okay, so she's going to skip over the part about how she ruined their people's uniforms. She done messed up the floor. I'm speaking to her. She confused. We on the phone. She confused. She didn't know where she was going in the car. I'm in Jersey. I can't give you directions in North Carolina. I don't know where you're going. I can't give you directions on where to go. I don't know where you going. I'm in Jersey. You in North Carolina. Would you, like, I'm supposed to tell you where to go? I don't know what I want to eat.
She
I don't know if I need
religion.
Something to drink. She
because if it isn't on a regular basis, of course you're going to come that motherfucking hard. You're going to need like 40 fucking puppy pads. I'm just saying.
I lied to you, not. Because I kept saying, and see, this is, like I told you, I talk shit. So in my head, I keep saying, oh, shit, I'm trying not to squirt. Because I knew he still had on his uniform. And he, like, well, pieces of his uniform. And he was like, yeah, I don't give a shit about that at this point. I'm like, ah, shit. And then I fucked up the floor. I did it. I don't care. Don't judge me.
Well, listen. He was already aware that you squirted, right?
Yeah, he understands that I do that.
Well, that's his motherfucking fault. Listen, ain't no worry about no motherfucking uniform. Listen, if I know that you squirt, I'm taking off my motherfucking uniform. Fuck that. At least my pants.
And then even if they come off and then, you know.
They ain't even get that far, bro. We talking about, like, she opened the door and she just pounced on him like he was a little teeny tiny little cute little rabbit, and she just pounced on him.
Nigga, my dick is out before you open the motherfucking door. What are you talking about?
Oh my God! So you standing on her porch, dick out?
Oh, okay.
I'm standing on the door, dick out, waiting.
Oh, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
You can't really do that. What I say, you really can't do that. It wasn't nighttime. It was daylight. I have an older woman that lives under me. And then I told him, I said, you know what? I think she heard us. He was like,
well,
us.
She got heard.
I was like,
Amaj,
I think she
Amaj,
heard
you're
us.
Not understanding.
It was more of
Amaj.
I think she heard
Amaj,
you.
Amaj, you're not understanding. As soon as I rang the doorbell, my dick is coming out because I know you're not too far from the fucking door valve, knowing that I'm coming over. So pretty much my dick is out as soon as I ring the fucking doorbell. Ding dong, dick is out. Plain and simple.
Damn right.
It is what it
ding
is.
Dong.
Hot mess.
Ding
hot
dong
mess.
Dick.
Y'all are a mess.
Ding
so,
dong
that
dick.
That's my story for the week. Yeah.
5-1. Ding dong dick.
Never thought it felt that good.
Ding dong dick.
I can't with you, and I'm not going to.
I agree. All that talking and you trying to get undressed and everything.
Right?
Time.
No. Nigga, I got my pants down.
I don't.
Because by the
home,
time, by the
I'm
time
there,
I hear you coming
like
to
a little sundress
door,
or a little maxi dress around the house. Okay.
Because I got some motherfucking sonic hearing and shit. So. You know, when I hear you coming to the motherfucking door, my belt is coming unbuckled, my pants is coming unzipped, my drawers are down.
Shit.
You 5-1, trust me, I can hear every motherfucking thing. You low to the ground, goddammit. I hear every motherfucking thing.
He said you low to the ground.
Okay, no, it's time to go. It's time to get
off. He said you low to the ground.
Right.
Wow.
He said you low to the ground.
You had a good night.
Damn right.
Thomas, good night. You have a good night, sir.
Well, I didn't do anything. You weren't loading this motherfucking ground. Don't talk shit to me like I ain't right. Motherfucker, you loaded the ground talking about you wouldn't be able to see.
I already know I'm short. You don't have to tell the world. You ain't got to tell them I'm short.
You tell the world. I'm just simply reiterating what the fuck you say.
Exactly.
She loaded to the ground.
I know I'm loaded to the ground. I ain't got to tell nobody else.
What I'm saying
is,
ding
dong. We are done for the night.
Plain and simple.
Oh, my
goodness.
Shut up. We are done for the night. We will meet back here, same time, same place, next week. Hopefully that we will not get into any trouble. Actually, I'll probably be getting into some trouble, but don't try to get in no trouble.
I'm trying to get in trouble with Taylor if she allow it, you know.
If I was?
Yeah, good luck with that. So, Miss Creole,
if she's allowed, if she allow it.
I
want to try this motherfucking date
right.
And then
I'm
going to go out too, though.
I hear that. I was trying to say bye to Miss Creole.
Bye, Miss Creole. Thank you for showing up tonight.
For hanging out with us tonight. And being Thomas's friend when Thomas has no friends.
Yes, we're
friends
on Facebook
now.
That was
just us and dirty. I got motherfucking friends. They just ain't in this motherfucking show. Fuck y'all.
Thomas, you stand out one more time and say fuck y'all. Stand out one more
fuck
time.
Y'all, fuck y'all, fuck y'all, fuck y'all,
fuck y'all. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Good night, Thomas. Everybody gets time for this, dude. But I really enjoyed you all tonight.
All the time.
Thank you, Ms. Crayonis, for stopping by and hanging out with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you
so much for hanging out with us tonight.
You're welcome.
So, yeah. So, Taylor, we'll probably talk tomorrow because I do have a long – I'm going to a pool party tomorrow. And what else am I doing? I'm going to see some people. I'm traveling. I'm on the road for a little while tomorrow. All right, but
okay.
Same time, same place next week. We might have a little bit more trouble next week, Dave. I think I got some of my Facebook friends in some trouble. I think I'm not responsible. I'm not responsible for any.
Oh, that's another disclaimer we got to start putting out there at the beginning of the show. We're not responsible for anything that happens at home. We're not responsible for any, you know, any sort of any broken furniture. We're not responsible for any.
We ain't got insurance for you.
No.
No. But we will see each other next week. You guys be good to each other and everybody else in your life. And enjoy your weekend. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.